98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
What makes a great day? A bit of research has been done into just what makes a day better than an average one.
Okay.
Working no more than 6 hours.
Nice.
Would be one of the first things that
they
found.
Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly that. Social time, but there's a limit. Seeing friends or family peaks at around 2 hours.
Yeah, I do love when someone's like, do you want to come over from this time to this time? Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you very much. Or I'll pop in for an hour or whatever. As long as, you know, you've got a time limit on it. Exercise. Now, this one now, I'm not sure about.
The endorphins, Brendan.
Well, I absolutely agree. I would have said like a sweet 45 minutes to maybe an hour.
Oh, yeah.
According to this research, up to 4 hours of exercise is linked to a better day.
I'd be in the bed.
4 hours? I'd be exhausted.
Same.
No. things that we might assume help don't. No amount of sitting watching TV was linked to having a better day, according to this research.
Right.
Neither was doing any housework.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I personally do love when I'm watching a good TV show. That would be the sign of a good day for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I enjoy when you've watched a movie and you've gone, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
I didn't waste 2 or 2.5
4 hours
on that.
4 hours of exercise.
Yeah, so 6 hours of work, 2 hours of seeing friends and family, and 4 hours of exercise.
No, I can barely keep up with 45
day.
Minutes.
Yeah, no, same. Same.
Okay, well,
we'll stick to the 45
there's a sign
minutes.
Of a good day. For me, a sign of a great day is when you wake up and it's sunny.
Yes.
And yeah, you can just dry the clothes, go out for a walk.
Green lights all the way to work.
This is it.
That's
this is
be it.
Come here. Have you seen the news about the in-betweeners?
No.
Guys, this is, I don't know about this now. I know people love the show, but they're making another in-betweeners movie.
No, they're not.
Another one.
Really?
Yeah. And obviously the show first aired on E4. I think it ran for 3 seasons and then they did 2 movies after that.
Was there two movies?
Yeah.
I think I've only seen one of them.
They're doing another movie, but it's going to be streamed on Netflix.
Okay. I wonder, how will this work now?
I don't know, Brendan. I'm only thinking, I'm like, hey, the show obviously followed a group of guys who were teenagers.
Yeah.
Emily Atack, of course, was in it as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's reported that all the OG cast members are returning. So Simon Bird, Joe Thomas, James Buckley, Blake Harrison, and Emily as well.
Friend.
yeah, apparently they're all returning. I'm thinking, maybe they could have their own teenager.
Maybe they could.
Is that humanly possible?
Yeah, I'd say they won't be old enough to have their own teenagers at this stage.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, it's been 16 years since the show first aired. So yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, they could have their own teenagers. I just don't know how funny it could be this day and age.
Well, listen, let's hope for more lines like this.
Who's that?
Just a friend.
You've made a new friend. Oh, a friend. Oh, friend.
I just love the way he was just a compulsive liar. Everything he came up with, they were just like, that's not true.
I feel like I didn't watch The In-Betweeners when I went to the cinema to see the movies.
See the movies. I used to watch it on E4, yeah. I wouldn't be into it now, though, at all.
Well, people are very excited. It hasn't officially been confirmed, but apparently they're about to sign on the dotted line for an In-Betweeners movie. On Netflix.
On Netflix. Straight to DVD.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Fully obsessed with this little win from Maeve in Balbriggan, who says, my little win is I booked in for laser treatment to sort out my unibrow.
Sorry,
Maeve, congratulations.
I heard the laser's brilliant.
Yeah, apparently so. You'll have to send us a photo. A before and an after.
I just think of the unibrow baby that Maggie Simpson.
You took the words
out of
my
mouth. It's her arch nemesis in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Love
so
that
funny.
So much. Here's Jim in Knockline.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is I got a free coffee this morning off my barista. Thanks very much.
Oh, Jim, I'm delighted
Jim,
for
that's
you.
That's starting the day right.
Good morning to Kira and Finglas.
My little win that I came first place 2 seconds and a third. I was dancing on Saturday.
Good for you, Kira.
Come
well
on,
done.
Kira. Tiny dancer.
Here's Stuart.
We've a 3.5-month baby at home and he's sleeping 8 hours all night, every night.
yup out of it.
Oh my gosh, Stuart, that's amazing.
Yup out of it is right.
Yeah, amazing. Here's Viola.
My little win of the day, 20 years ago, I moved to Ireland. Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Wow, 20 years.
Fab.
I'd say it's flown. And here's Michelle.
Hi guys, happy Tuesday. My little win is I've booked to see the new Michael Jackson film and I can't actually wait. I'm so excited. Have a great day.
Michelle, enjoy that,
enjoy.
Guys. Thank you all so much for your little wins. Jim, Kira, Stuart, Viola and Michelle, we're sending you all out a 98FM tote bag.
We must get an update from the gal who played Matchy Matchy on Friday, who was going to see a Michael Jackson tribute in the Helix at 3pm on Saturday.
It was at 3pm on Saturday.
Sorry, if you're I forget your name, but if you're listening this morning, we want the review, please.
We'd love to know. Guys, I went to a George Michael tribute act. It was over the Christmas break a couple of years ago in Wexford. It was myself, my husband, my sister and her husband. Night of our lives.
What a crew.
Oh my gosh. Careless Whisper into Club Tropicana.
I am raging that I still haven't seen that George Michael tribute act.
We'll have to go. We'll have to go.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lots of prizes.
Including a trampoline.
And something called Nido.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's Matchy Matchy. This is your chance to win yourself some incredible prizes and have a bit of fun along the way too. All you got to do is send Reb or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words as us to get your hands on all of this as read out by AI Rebecca and Brendan.
Win a brand new 10-foot trampoline.
An air fryer with 100 euro worth of meat.
A Matchy Matchy curly blow dry.
A garden strimmer.
And they're so squishy.
Squishy, squishy.
Win a Nido prize pack.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, I'm dying to try the Nido.
Sold out everywhere, apparently.
Yeah, very glam. And good morning to Rob and Bal Doyle, who's on the school run playing Matchy Matchy. Rob, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Rob, who have you got in the car with you this morning?
I've got my little daughter, Zara.
Zara, good morning.
Good morning, Zara. What age is Zara, Rob?
She's 7.
Rob, do yourself and Zara listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings?
Every morning, she loves them.
Ah, you're very good. Come here, has Zara played with the Nido?
She has a fake one, so she's really dying to get a real one.
Okay, well, fingers crossed we can get you to win this Nido this morning. Come here, you were away recently, where were you?
Yeah, we're in Malaga.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. Did you get nice weather?
Was gorgeous, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Malaga's great. Very handy as well from the airport. Yeah. Rob, have you had to think about who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We're going to choose Brendan.
I'm off to two days in a row, guys. Things are turning around.
Oh my gosh. 2 days in a row. Brendan, enjoy that in there. Okay, Rob and Zara, let's try and get a Matchy Matchy this morning. We haven't had a win for ages.
Perfect.
Your first word. Sports.
Sports, is it?
Yeah, sports. S-P-O-R-T-S.
Fur.
Your second word, heart.
Beat, as in heart.
Yeah. And your third word this morning, peach.
That's a tough one. As in peach, the food.
Yeah.
Peach. And I don't know.
What does Zara think? For peach?
Can I help me, Tony?
I'm going to have to push you guys. What do you think after peach? Say anything. Peach.
Tart.
Peach tart. Okay, so we have sports bar, heartbeat, and peach tart. Are we locking them in, guys? Brilliant stuff. Let's get Brendan back from the soundproof booth. I'm sure the man's had a ball in there this morning. Well, how was everything in there?
Well, the soundproof booth was just playing some David Gray this morning. Like,
oh, yeah, oh. Oh my gosh, so many great songs. Right, Brendan, back to business in Matchy Matchy. Your first word?
Yeah.
Sports.
Sports. Sports. Sports bag.
Your second word? Heart.
Hearts. Oh my god. Hearts. Sorry. There's only one word I can think that comes after it. It's not. Heart. I'm going to say attack. That's all I can think of.
And your third word, peach.
Peach. Peach. Lads, what do you say after peach? Peach. Peach fruit?
Brendan, have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Rob and Zara in Baldoyle?
Sorry, that wasn't great this morning.
I think they were really hard. Peach was difficult.
What did Rob and Zara say?
The guys went for a sports bar, Heartbeat and Peach Tart.
That Heartbeat was brilliant.
A great show back in the day, guys. The theme song. Rob and Zara, sorry we couldn't do it, but we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks for listening.
I don't know what I would have said.
Heartbeat, brilliant. I was between Sports Centre and Sports Bag.
I think I would have said Sports Day, maybe.
Oh,
that's
a good one. Yeah, Peach. What comes after Peach?
It's so different when you're on the spot.
James and the Giant.
This is it, Brendan.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about creepy crawlies, a new type of spider.
Yeah, you won't believe what's different about it. First this morning, though, can we get a round of applause, please? For the world's oldest gorilla in a zoo who's just had a big birthday.
Oh.
Fatu is her name, which means destiny.
Oh.
And Destiny has just turned 69 years old at Berlin Zoo. She spent yesterday, which was her birthday, munching on cherry tomatoes, beets, leeks and lettuce.
Lovely.
A true girl dinner. Fatu is a Western Lowland gorilla, which is the same species as what we have here in Dublin Zoo.
Yeah.
So she became Berlin Zoo's oldest resident in 2024 when Ingo the Flamingo passed away at the age of 75.
Ingo the Flamingo. 75?
I know. That's what. I was 75 and on one leg all that time. You'd be exhausted.
You would.
Fatu lives in an enclosure of her own now. She prefers to keep her distance from the zoo's other gorillas in her older age.
Had enough of the others.
She has. She's lost her teeth and she suffers from a touch of arthritis and hearing loss as well. But Fatu's minders say she's friendly towards them if a bit stubborn.
Oh, Fatu, happy birthday.
Happy 69th, Fatu. Up next, a story about another very old thing. What was believed to be the world's oldest octopus has turned out to be something completely different.
Oh.
So back in the year 2000, a team of scientists did some studies and crowned a 300 million year old tentacled sea creature as the world's oldest octopus. It was
A fossil,
right?
Yeah.
So it was found fossilized under the sea. Yeah, wasn't still going all that while later, although you never know. So it was found under the sea in Illinois, around 50 miles off the coast of Chicago. Scientists have described it as looking like a white blob about the size of a human hand.
Blobby, blobby.
I've seen the picture. It does look like an octopus, to be fair. However, for years, other researchers have questioned if it was actually an octopus. Turns out it's not.
Oh.
Newly published research has confirmed the octopus is actually just a very old, just fossil. It's not specifically an octopus.
Yeah.
So they made the realization after they used a special light that could see through the fossil to count its teeth. And they found...
I've never thought about an octopus having teeth.
Neither had I. So they found that this has 11 teeth on each row. If it was an octopus, it would only have 7.
It was an octopus.
I never thought an octopus had teeth.
No.
There's
wouldn't
something new
wouldn't want to
cross
one of them now. In the deep blue.
Finally this morning, a new type of tarantula has been discovered.
You're like David Attenborough this morning.
I am, yeah.
tarantula.
A new type of tarantula has been discovered that has what are being called, and this is the quote... exceptionally large balls. You weren't expecting that.
I really wasn't.
Its male genitalia are so big, researchers have had to classify it as a new species. Are you all getting the image? Are you picturing?
I can just imagine the shape.
The 8 legs and the 2 dangly bits. The spider in question lives in the Arabian Peninsula and the Horn of Africa. Well... putting the horn into the Horn of Africa. It has a leg span of around 14 centimetres, so like half the kind of length of a standard ruler. And a specialised appendage with an incredible length of 5 centimetres.
Have you seen a picture of this?
I have. I couldn't identify the
body from the bits.
Yeah. So 5 centimetres of four, like if your legs are 14 centimetres long and your bits are 5, like that's,
yeah,
you know, that's a third of the way down the leg. The tarantula's bits are almost 4 times longer than the front part of its body and almost as long as its longest legs. The spiders are highly aggressive.
Ooh.
And scientists believe their huge genitals may have evolved to help them avoid being eaten by females after mating. So their package is that much bigger than its closest relatives. It had to be categorised on its own.
Right.
Researchers have named it Satyrex. The name is a combination of satyr, which is a part man, part beast figure from Greek mythology.
Right.
With exceptionally large
bits.
And the Latin word rex, meaning king. That is Brendan's bit.
I'm going to look up a picture of this
immediately. I saw the photo. I couldn't identify. Maybe I thought it was its body.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
couldn't
sure.
tell.
Very big.
Gosh, and the long legs as well.
Yeah.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Luke Thomas is here.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Luke,
are you
how
good?
Are you?
Good, good. I was out and about and I'm back in with a shout. I'm back in here at the moment. We're going to try a quiz today, guys. We're going to try a new quiz.
Yeah.
And just for the crack, it's called Show Me Your Hits. And I know you guys, I may get that wrong eventually, but at the moment I'm getting it right. Show Me Your Hits.
Yeah.
And basically, we're going to put time on the clock.
Yeah.
And you're going to name as many hit songs from a particular artist as possible within 30 seconds.
Okay.
Sounds straightforward.
Yeah.
Sounds straightforward, but we'll see after 20 seconds how we're doing, okay? So we have 2 artists. We're going to start with Beyonce.
Beyonce.
We're going to start with...
Wait.
Oh. We put 30 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
And let's go. Let's do it. Rebecca, okay. Let's go.
Crazy in Love.
Check on it.
Baby Boy.
Renaissance. Summer Renaissance.
Nasty Girl.
Oh my God, why am I going blank? I listen to Beyonce all the time. Partition.
Bootylicious.
Ooh,
does that count?
Irreplaceable.
Freakum Dress. I love that song.
Love on Top, did you say that already?
No.
Love on Top.
What else? Virgo's Groove.
Ooh. Okay.
Why is that harder
than... It's harder than you think.
Yeah. You're on the spot.
Okay. We got,
I was trying to picture going through an album.
Okay, we got one more round, but we got 6.
Okay.
We only got
is that
we
good?
Got 6. Producer Russell says no.
Good,
no,
guys.
That's not good. We said nasty girl instead of naughty girl, so we can't accept that one.
Oh,
we can't accept this.
I said nasty girl.
Have a nasty girl as well. I think she might do.
Okay, let's reset.
I've been a nasty girl. No,
it's the
you
album
know what?
Version.
I don't think the song's called Nasty Girl, but it's a lyric.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry about that.
We're gonna try this once more.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'm a bit quicker.
Justin Timberlake, 30 seconds on the clock.
Oh gosh.
Let's go.
Cry Me a River.
Love Stone.
Like I Love You.
Sexy Back.
Summer Love. Did you say that?
No, I didn't. What does Justin Timberlake sing?
Oh, can I keep going?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Goes around, comes around, goes right the way back around.
Justin Timberlake has really long
words.
Songs.
Go on. We're running out here.
Can't stop the feeling.
Did he do four minutes?
Yeah, with Madonna.
Four minutes. Okay.
Don't tell me name more Justin Timberlake songs than Beyonce.
I tell you, that was 6 as well. Okay. It sounded a lot worse, guys. I have to say,
it's that many Justin Timberlake songs, but I'm disappointed at that many Beyonce songs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that was poor. It was poor.
So, do you think we'll play Show Us Your Hits again?
I don't know, guys. To be honest, I just don't know. We might have to go against each other and it might have to be movies or something. We'll see.
But I tell you, I listen to Renaissance from top to bottom weekly. I should have just gone through the whole... I literally couldn't see the names of the songs.
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Neither
right
can
now.
I.
No.
Blank.
Yeah, I think we just got up too early.
Kicking Vintage Crystal off the bar. I can sing it. I can't tell you what it's called.
Alien Superstar.
That's it.
Luke, thank you so much.
Get up.
98 FM Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.